Welcome to Live and Love Your Brand, a podcast to support you in sharing your message and mission with the world. I'm your host, Emma Lovell. I'm lovely by name, lovely by nature. I'm a personal branding specialist with a mission to support female entrepreneurs to live and love their brand. I've been running my business, Lovely Communications, for more than 12 years, and I can hand on heart say that my success has come from the strength of my personal brand. I believe in the power of owning and sharing our story. I want to help you own your story, shop consistently, and really put yourself out there. So here on the podcast, you'll find helpful tips, practical exercises, and joyful discussions that will inspire you to reconnect with your brand and communicate it more effectively. I'll be joined by incredible experts to discuss how personal branding can have a huge impact on your business and on your life. I'd love to hear from you, so please make sure to connect over on social media. You can find me on Instagram, at Lovely Comms, that's L-O-V-E-L-L-Y, double the L means double the life. Facebook, Lovely Communications, and you can join in the conversation in our lovely community, the Live and Love Your Brand Facebook group. Of course, make sure to come back weekly as each new episode drops. I can't wait to share with you how to gain clarity, build confidence, and increase connections, all by sharing your unique personal brand with the world. Lovely Communications is based on the Gold Coast and recognises Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of this place, now known as Australia. We are grateful for the continuing care of the lands, waterways and skies where we work, live, listen, learn and play. From here on Yugambeh country and from wherever you are listening, we respect the elders past, present and emerging. Delighted today to introduce to you Laura Campbell, the founder of Hacker Lily and an incredible entrepreneur who I met through Mums & Co. And I'm just so inspired by what she's created and love her title that she says of I am a whole person entrepreneur and mum of two. She's a consultant and side gigger, but she leads with the entrepreneur and really brings that holistic past experience, lived experience to everything that she does and then has just gone on to create this amazing thing. So a little bit more about Laura. She lives on the Gold Coast with her family. She's designed a first baby carrier of its kind in Australia aimed at lightening the load of parenthood. It's the award-winning Hip Surfer Hip Seat Baby Carrier, and it's the product of Laura's lived experience of raising her two children in the hot Australian climate while managing the symptoms of arthritis and carpal tunnel. So in 2021, while she was on maternity leave with her son, she found that she was struggling with the pain and wanted to create it. She's had 8 prototypes and gone on to create this amazing product that launched just a few months ago, and I myself have one. It's been featured on 9 News, 7 News, Wind News, ABC Radio, Kidspot, 9, Honey and more. And she's a passionate woman championing women and mothers in business and is a business growth consultant and mentor herself. I just really am so proud and honoured to be a part of Laura's journey and to witness all that she's creating. So here's a little bit more about what it's like to invent a product and also to sort of manage all those things of being a mother and being an entrepreneur and a woman and doing the things. Take a listen now. Welcome to the podcast, Laura Campbell.
Oh, that's very formal. Thank you for having me.
I know, but how our conversations usually go. But I would love to start the podcast on a real easy note. And that is with that existential question of tell us in your words, who are you?
Oh, okay. So I would describe myself as a whole person and also a mum as well. I think that's what I've been really grappling with sometimes is I just go straight into calling myself a mum and not like this whole person. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a consultant. I'm a mentor. I founded the brand Hacker Lily and the Hip Surfer. And I've got these two incredible, highly spirited, highly energetic and kamikaze children, Elodie and Lincoln.
I love it. I usually like at the end, I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, I have a kid. Like, cause I try so much not to say that I'm a mom, I'm a this.
Yeah.
I'm not a list of titles. I'm Emma and you know, I'm yes, a person. I'm Emma, I'm a person.
Yeah.
Stop. that we, yeah, we're person and we have all these different interests and facets to us. And, you know, the reason I wanted to get you on here is because I'm completely blown away by the brand that you created. Fun fact, her name is not Lily. We were DMing on Instagram. We connected on Instagram and I was all like, hi, Lily. I was like, not my name. The brand is Hacker Lily. And the product is the Hip Surfer. And I just thoroughly enjoyed watching your journey. And I was banging down your door, literally came to your house to get the product. I must also shout out that incredibly generously, I did actually want the product pre-release. I had it, I got to trial it, which was really lovely. So I knew that she had a few in her house. But my nephew is 14 months old and has been diagnosed with a terminal illness. And it's very difficult to carry him and to find a carrier that would support him because he has some muscular spasms and locks his body up. And so I went to Laura and asked her if I could access them quickly, quicker than the launch date, because they needed it kind of soon. Mm-hmm. And Laura generously donated one. So personally, thank you and so kind. And it's been such a weight lifted, literally, to have that. And then I couldn't wait to get my own, and I got my hands on one right before my USA trip. And it was such a godsend. So anyway, I've given a little, so this Hip Surfer, so cool. It's like a bum bag, but looks like a bum bag, but like trendy and cool and just saves your body. Why did you create a Hip Surfer?
Oh, well, hey, before I jump into it, firstly, thank you so much, because without women like you cheering me on during those dark times trying to get the Hip Surfer launched for a year and a half, like I may not have even been here. So that's a massive thank you to you. And I think, you know, the Hip Surfer is all about lightening the load of parenthood. We go through so much physically, emotionally, mentally, and I want to help more mums, dads, parents, and also children that need that support and need that bonding. So I'm so, so glad that I could help your little nephew as well. It's just a little thing that we can do. So, but yeah, why the Hip Surfer? Well, there's sort of two reasons. One is I was on maternity leave. I could watch TV and complete Netflix and, you know, just sort of wouldn't say bum out because you need that relaxing time, but I can't stay still. I constantly need to be doing things with my time. So I wanted one to be learning something while I was on maternity leave, and two, I was experiencing arthritis. So after both my children, Elodie and Lincoln, I had flare-ups. I've had it since I was 16 years old. But when your body goes through the trauma of giving birth, certain things can come back up to the foil. So my arthritis in my knees, in my toes, and in my wrists really started playing up again. I had quite severe carpal tunnel. So it really made carrying Lincoln painful sometimes, if not strainful. Often I'd be holding him and just thinking about putting him down when you should just be enjoying that moment. You know, if they're upset or they're wanting those cuddles, like you don't get them for that long. So I just wanted to come up with a solution to that. So yeah, so the Hip Surfer is actually a strap-free baby carrier that absorbs the full weight of the baby. So I'm also one of those people, like I love the freedom, like, you know, I don't like being restrained. I want to be able to get in something and out of it just as quickly. And my kids are exactly like that as well. So a really big part of the Hip Surfer is the strap-free nature over the shoulder, which works so well for little babies. You can actually hold them laying down, and your toddlers, when they start exploring, they don't want to be locked into straps either. So it gives so much freedom for up and downs.
And that was like my kind of like rushing too. I was like, Finn's gonna be, he's gonna be too big by the time, like, and I felt as well, because you just did such an incredible social campaign, I felt like it was here already. Like I've never seen someone do such a good pregame of like like it just felt like it, I mean, it was existing because you had one and I borrowed one, like, but it felt like it was already out there. And it was like, mind-blowing to me that it only launched a few months ago, because I feel like it's just been there forever, but I just needed to get my hands on one. But the, you know, I actually think I'm using it more now than I would have when, like, I know I see a lot of people on, you know, who are 3 months using it with a 3-month-old or 6-month-old, and I could see the benefit. But for me, yeah, like, and maybe had I had it, then it would have been a different story. But yeah, it's the up downing now, because Finn went in it. We did have the over the shoulder carrier, and I know some children get really, he was very comforted by it. So it worked for us. But it was then like, yeah, if he wanted to get out, you have to unstrap it, you're wearing this big bulky thing, putting it back on.
it was a bit of a, it was quite a hassle. And then just, yeah, that just like they want to go up and down. And I love the height of it because he really is, his little face is right next to mine. He can just cuddle me in. And we went to the beach this morning. Every scent, Laura just like, I'm just like, I don't need you to document every time you wear it.
But it is very appreciated. Thank you. Always need content.
Everything is content. But I'm like, I just, you know, I really am genuinely grateful for it. And it was like so beautiful to have this like moment of walking to the beach. The sun was rising. He's like right there next to my face. I'm not straining. Like I didn't feel like, oh, I've got to lug him to the beach or let him run ahead. I, like you said, I'm getting all those extra cuddles and extra moments. And he just like leaned in and pushed his face to me. And we got to have that time. And it was just such a gift. So
it's so, I think, beautiful, isn't it? But actually, they can, like, sometimes Lincoln will be sitting there and he's teething or he's sick, and we're literally, I'm standing up to watch the TV with him, and he'll just touch your face. Like, it's these little beautiful moments where there's no pain or strain, and you're actually like rocking side to side. If you're looking at something, it becomes just such a really enjoyable moment. But I just wanted to sort of highlight as well, because I'm all about, baby wearing is all about bonding, right? The way that you can most comfortably and freely, naturally hold your child. And so, for those like that love slings or straps or buckle carriers, it's each and every person to their own. There's definitely some people that love that and some people that don't. So I definitely think with the hip surfer, it works so well for little micro moments through the day. Whereas a baby carrier with straps, like, right, you're going out for a half an hour, 45 minute walk, and it makes so much sense in that respect. So yeah, just wanted to highlight that.
Yeah, it's not an either or. Like we had our pram, we went overseas recently, we took the hip surfer and the strap carrier because there were certain occasions where that was more appropriate. So it doesn't have to be an either or, but it's such a great tool. But, you know, we said you are a whole person, and although you've created this incredible product, you are not Lily, and it is not the only thing that you do. What did you do before? Like, how did this all come about? Like, what was your career in before you decided to become an inventor?
Yeah, or entrepreneur, or whatever it is. Mumpreneur. No, I'll go with entrepreneur for now. So my life, I'm actually a Brisbane girl, and I did university at Griffith University in Brisbane. And I graduated there in like 2005. And my first job was actually down in Sydney, where I lived 5 years at Nova Entertainment. So working in the world of like advertising, creative solutions, promotions and partnerships. So absolutely love that. And my background is, you know, advertising and partnerships. And I left Sydney when I was 28 and moved to London. Oh, we've got a little
connection.
She was but that's
cool. You're good.
So where do I left off? Anyway, so I did 5 years in Sydney that I loved, working in creative solutions and partnerships for Nova, and then moved to London, where I lived for 11 years. I picked up a husband there. I had my baby there, but also I worked in the world of startups. So I helped to sort of lead and grow a startup company and take it from a startup to a scale up to a publicly listed company as well, working in the world of sort of like business growth partnerships, collaborating with like chief marketing officers and heads of digital to create like really progressive advertising and marketing solutions for them. So my background is actually like quite high level marketing advertising, which is more strategic, not so much the execution. So I'd never created like a branded reel before. I'd never created a brand myself before. I'd never done so many things like, you know, creating an email and sequence and flows and building community. These are just such foreign things to me. So that's where it's been a real, real personal development and learning exercise. And that's why I wanted to launch my social channels early, so that when the product launched, I never thought it would take a year and a half, but when it would launch, at least I had some experience and understood my brand tone, because it's totally changed over that year and a half as I discovered who I was as a businesswoman and what the brand was and what it stood for as well. So it's all been like a bit of a journey.
And you would have had to get, like, you know, you said like you've worked behind all these big companies and you've worked within teams and things like that. Like, how did it feel for you? Because you've really had to show up and, like, you know, not just put the product forward. I think that's what I've really liked about your socials. It's like you haven't just shoved the product forward, and you do have people who model it, and you do use, you know, brand ambassadors, a little Instagram me, my husband, and my child. But you are very present. So how did that feel for you, like choosing to put your face there and your family's face there?
Well, okay, so to start with, this started as a side gig while I was on maternity leave in full-time employment. So I did, so basically my main team is in the Europe and the US, and things just started falling, becoming quite difficult with the business. So I thought, do you know what? If I want to leave, I want to create opportunity for myself. So I started the business on maternity leave to start getting my skills together and to start creating other opportunities. So I actually was hidden. I was behind the camera for quite a few months there, as I started, I was a little bit scared about people finding out. And then it's that weird. I think quite a few other people would feel that way. I've got this business. I really want to put myself out there because everyone says, like, you are your brand and people buy off people and they believe people and there's an emotional connection there. And it really didn't feel right as my business. And I was still in full-time employment when I came out and publicly showed my face, but it was just, it was still very dialed down, talking about it like a little side geek. And whilst it is a side geek now, I always had these big aspirations for it. Like, it is a business. It can become something, you know, bigger than what it is as well. So I think once I finished my full-time job in October, that's when you'll notice I really came out and I'm like, this is my business. This is our goals. This is our mission for, like, you know, lightening the load of parenthood and making the hard bits so much easier. So I think that's when I really, really came into my own. And I haven't known really who I am and what I want to stand for. You just need to take that first step, put out that first shoddy video, do those first few posts, and then, like, you'll make a few mistakes along the way and you'll look really awkward and a bit of a dweeb, which I totally did. But you need to take that first step to then be like, okay, maybe not that, but I really liked how I was really genuine about this part of that execution.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. My message is always like, start before you're ready.
Yeah.
Because yeah, you will find that. And a client gave me this beautiful line of your mess is your message. So
yes, I haven't heard that one before. I like that one.
Yeah. So even, like, you know, the fact that you've had the arthritis and thing, that's the reason, you know, you are a parent. That's like, because otherwise it can be just like someone, I feel like it's people sitting in their ivory tower on their high horse telling you need this, telling you need that. And it's like, well, no, because I've been the mess that you are in. But also I like your message, because it's like, you have to be a bit messy and there is that messy middle, and you have to go through that clunkiness and that awkwardness and that trying something new, because of course it sounds, it's this like whole new language. You're trying on a new, like when you go out and you wear something new, it's like it feels a bit different at first, but then you get comfortable in it and you get used to it. And can't imagine not doing it. I can't imagine you not being on the videos.
I know.
And we probably met a little bit, maybe just around that time, which is really nice that you were just coming in. And we met through the interwebs, but predominantly really pushed together through Mums & Co.
Right.
Beautiful Lucy Kippist saying, well, you're on the Gold Coast and you were just brand new, really back new in the area. So it was really nice to like meet up and to, you know, I really enjoyed watching that journey and that story. And to your point, I feel personally invested. I feel emotionally invested. And when I saw you doing the PR and I know you got a bit emotional, like I get emotional. You put a video out this morning and I was like, that makes me want to cry. Like,
it's so true, isn't it?
I've seen the benefits, but I'm also so genuinely excited.
Oh, it's so
nice. For you, and proud. You know, it's like funny being proud of someone you've known forever, but I'm really proud of you, and I know what it takes to put your face out there. And you make it, you know, it does feel like it's almost effortless now. Sorry, my computer is freezing today. back, but you know, it's how does it feel now that you have got used to it? I should ask you.
I think there's sort of two things there, right? And like, I really was a challenging process for that year and a half from things that held me back with like COVID, and I couldn't get the product delivered. And I really struggled to get actually business insurance at one point. And what just kept me going was the community, was mostly women I'd never met, but had been there from when I started it, to be like, this is such a great idea. I need this in my life. You know, I had the samples out there. And I think that's where you're such a big part of that, where as women and mothers, we're battling so much just to get the work done, to get out the door. So it really is how I kept going, and why I did it was just seeing that one person initially that liked my post, person that's leaving that comment like, wow, what a great idea. So one, community is so important. Two, learning the technology is actually a really hard part as well, because you can go and create a reel or to create a TikTok and it just becomes too hard basket. So it actually, if you go, it's too far back through my Instagram, but if you go onto my TikTok, it's only a few scrolls and you can see the very first video I did on TikTok, because you have to learn new like skills, right? Is this is me talking to the camera. This is Hacker Lily. I have no idea how to use TikTok, so this is my first video. And then the next one is, on this TikTok video, I'm going to use music. Hey, look, I just used music. I'm going to show you about the hip surfer. So like every single video, I was being quite silly about it, making it about the business journey, but just did one new thing every time. And that takes like the polish off it that you need to do, all these expectations on milestones, just like talk about your vulnerabilities and your challenges. And I think that you can be a bit silly at the same time. And that's hopefully what people endear to and gravitate towards anyway.
Yeah, it's the authenticity. And I do say that to clients, like, if this being too polished can actually turn some people off. If it's a bit too schmicko and shiny and you know, there's this thing about being bigger than you are, that was like around my generation of starting business, was like, make yourself look bigger than you are. You talk as we and da da da, and it's like, it's not we, it's me, myself and I. Like, I want that. I like your product because I know that you did it. I could go to the store and look at, you know, there's any other product, but I want to know because I like the story, I like the reason behind it. I've loved being included in the journey. You know, that's part of it. And yeah, that what you see is what you get, by the way. So watch Laura's videos, you get the same person, you get the same energy. It's great. But I also saw you, I like that you share, and people sit on the fence differently about this, but like you do share your family and what you're going through as well. And we predominantly, they put us together through Mums and Co, because not just to be like, oh, one, we're local, but we have children in the same age. And I do look at you, and it's always easy to look at someone else and go, I'm sure people look at me and go, wow, she's got it all together and she's doing so much. And then I'm looking at you going, oh my God, how does she do a product and have two kids and, I don't know, look half decent / glamorous and funky?
Oh my gosh. Do you know what? Maybe, yeah, I mean, it is definitely not glamorous, is it? And there's two sort of things in what to unpack there. One is having your children in your videos, right? There's two schools of thought as to, should you have them in there? Is it their own privacy? But actually, like, this is a family-run business. And as long as I'm showing my children a really positive, supportive light that will never be thrown back at them when they turn 18 or 16 or anything like that. But I think it's really nice. You know, you're so busy. Sometimes I'm looking after the kids and I know I need to do some reels or some stories, like involve them in it. They want to be part of your journey, and for them to see me working and being passionate. And it's actually an activity. Like, it's, my daughter loves watching herself back on videos. Even like now I'm starting to put the bloopers as actually my reels because they perform better. I know it's bad parenting. Like, we can sit watching TV while I'm editing and they're both cracking themselves laughing at like the sound that I'm replaying over and over again. So it's actually a really resourceful use of my time. And you just got to hack the system sometimes, don't you?
Well, that's it. You're hacker. Yeah. Hacker Lily's the brain. Yeah, absolutely. And you have to, each person has to decide on that. Like, for me, I've talked about it a few times that it feels like cutting out a huge part of my life. People talk about their children, but they don't want to choose to show their face, and that's fine. But to me, it feels harder to do that than it does to show him. Like, it's a lot more mental load to try and cut him out than it is to include him. And I love it. You will, if you listen back to old podcasts, you'll hear him. You'll either hear him gurgling in the background, or you'll hear him interrupt me, or I'll be trying to record an audio and I'm, you know, waving to Matt, and he's banging on the door. You know, like, but that's that's life. That's my life, where it's at. And it will connect or it will deter. And if it deters you, good, you're not my audience. If it connects us, lovely. I look forward to speaking with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what I'm finding is the feedback is people want a little glimpse into your life, don't they? Like, it's actually quite funny how when you're scrolling and it's just a day in the life, people don't need to be doing anything much, but it's just interesting to see how they use their time. So yeah, there is a little bit of voyeurism in there. And people have told me like, your daughter is so cute. She's just so cheeky. And it's just great to see like that feedback as well. So yeah, it's a family business, isn't it? So.
And you went to Movie World and it was like, oh, they've gone to Movie World and she's wearing that. I was like, oh, Matt, let's go to Movie World. I can wear the hip surfer to Movie World. Let's go. We do live down the road from each other, so we can do that. But and what part of your, like, as well, you know, again, I want to sort of bring in that it's so easy to be like, okay, now you're this hip surfer lady and that's it, or you're the mum lady who creates this. But, you know, you've had such a varied experience and career, and you said some, like, I think I can see that strategic marketing is really helping you. I see such strategy in you, but like, what other parts have you looked back on and gone, oh yeah, that work really led me to where I am now, or, oh, because I did that, now I'm doing this?
Yeah, so I've always, in my previous roles, there's two parts to me. One is creativity. I've always been really creative with my words. I love storytelling. You know, I'm not a creative, but I love bringing different things together to make something completely new. So I think it's that sort of creativity and thinking outside the box, but also the commercial acumen as well. So I've sort of led and managed sales teams who are selling creative solutions across multiple markets in like the US and the UK. So I've got those two unique things of understanding commercial, like viability and acumen and strategy and planning, as well as that creative. And sometimes that's really hard to bring those two things together. So I think I've got a really nice balance of that. And I think that's what Hack Lily and the Hip Surfer really is. It's like, how do you create really like cost-effective, you know, economic, you know, solutions for parents to help them hack the hard parts of parenthood. So I've got a few other ideas up my sleeve for different like little solutions to help mums have more mindfulness, because it's almost like coming up with ideas as I'm going through the journey of parenthood, right? Like my kids won't need to be in a baby carrier anymore. So like, what other solutions can I come up with that can really like enable or empower, especially mums, but specifically like women? So yes, keep your eyes peeled. There's a few I'm working on right now and I'm hoping to release later on in the year.
Ooh, stop it. I love it.
I have to do some polls and some little surveys to test out the ideas, but I might come to you as one of my first to see how that goes.
Yeah, I was like, I just like being like the early adopter and the one who knows all the secrets. Yeah. I'm a vault. I will keep the secret, but I also like knowing things first. So that's fun. Thank you so much. And I'm, as you're talking as well, I'm like, oh my God, I really need to get her marketing strategic view at my start. I want you in on that. So, but what, you know, I think people find a real challenge, and it's a lot of the women that I work with are women who are leaving corporate.
Yeah.
They're leaving for reasons. Sometimes it's forced. Sometimes it's, you know, and I know for you, it was around that maternity stage, which is a big thing as well. People just like, this really doesn't fit my lifestyle. But like, what was that challenging for you, or what do you miss about it? And like, I guess pro and con, like four questions in one, but pro and con of corporate business, small business.
Oh, so right. So with corporate, so I was in the same business for 9 years. I sort of took on and evolved different roles. It was a startup business. So a lot of the systems, and I was creating myself and growing through the business. So I think I found that, you know, 9 years is actually quite a long time to be in a business until you really need that next opportunity to jump to for your personal growth, just for overall, like, you know, just reward and satisfaction. So I think I was kind of in that place as well. Secondly, look, the business that I was in changed. It wasn't a cultural fit anymore. I found I want to work with kind people, collaborative people, you know, people that have the same values and mission and tend to work at the same pace and passion as me. They don't have to be same people to me. We need to be different, but I really want to collaborate with like-minded people. And I just found that I think a lot of other mums, like once you've had a child, you look at things differently, you know, like you don't tolerate numpties as easily as you used to. Like if they're taking away from your family, like no time for numpties, I can say no to that. And I was noticing that. So I was actually, I noticed that I was getting frustration happening to me. And I think that's a sure sign that, right, I need to start paving the way for my next opportunity, is that job searching, that's harnessing my network, reaching out to people. And yeah, when I created Hackalily, you know, I wanted to start creating something that I could fall back on that actually would create skills that would still be really compelling for another employer, and to show them that I can, you know, juggle these things and still be really effective in my full-time job, as well as, you know, as well as this, the side gig as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, like, it's so good that you recognized that resentment or that, like, that in you. And, but it sounds like the type of business you worked in is not as though you've done traditional corporate though, but like you got a lot of those startup, maybe a lot of the small business. And it's a different kettle of fish doing it by yourself to having some resource around you. But I know that they run like a really lean operation as well. So
I think that was one thing that Dr. Ali Young, she is just amazing, her podcast as well. And it's like when you're a mother, like I used to have these goals, which was all like, it was very much title led. Like I want to be the chief of this and the head of that. And now after becoming a mom, like, I do not need titles. I know I just want to do great and rewarding work. And actually, when I came out of maternity leave with Lincoln and I started applying for, you know, heads of commercial roles, my husband was like, Laura, like, we can't do that right now. Like, maybe you can, but like, you know, that involves travel, late nights, dinners. He's like, how are we going to do this with a young child and a really demanding toddler, like both of us? It's just, we both need to recalibrate and see, like, what are our new goals here that we can feasibly do without getting burnout, without overcommitting. And it's so true. Like I haven't had to change or minimize my dreams or my ambitions, but just restructure them to a framework where you can have good well-being and health and mindfulness, as well as, you know, bringing in the money that you need to support your family, which is just so important right now.
Oh, I love that. It's so such important. It's that thing of like the definition of success and recognizing where you are. I think people so don't acknowledge where you're at and looking back on all that you've done. And I love that you really wanted to point out and bring in that past experience. And it's like, I've done that. I've had the title. I've had the role. People forget that. And they're like, they're in where they're at. And they're like, no, I'm starting again. I'm a beginner. I'm starting. It's like, no, you have all these years of experience. You have all these things going on. And it's like, it's just maybe it's just not the priority or it's not important right now. And my biggest question to people when I'm talking about how do you want to put your personal brand out there? It's like, who do you want to be and what do you want to be doing and what do you want to be known for?
Yeah.
You know all of those things. You know that you did all of that. Feel confident that you did all of that. But you don't need that anymore. And let's think about what you do want. And I do want walks on the beach with my son. I do want holidays. I do want different things.
It's but what you said before is it's so easy to minimize your lived experience. Like actually sitting down and doing an audit, when you actually have everything together, like someone can't come in and do what you've done and have that success because it's the lived experience of all of the mistakes. And I think that I've totally gone through that, right? When you've been in a business for so long, it's like, how do I see myself? It's not that you'll package yourself up for another employer, but how do I highlight the best bits? Like what's at the top of my CV now? And I think that's takes a little bit of inward looking. It takes a little bit of like looking forward. Where do you want to be in 5 years? It's often what you'll do in your own job for clients. You've actually got to take that personal admin time and really extract, like have an interview with yourself.
Yes. Yeah. When it's hard, that work can be really challenging. And I had somebody ask me the other day, it's like, what you would have seen as a success or an achievement. It's like, what really excited you in your business or what was a really great thing? And it's like, sometimes it's like, I don't know, like choosing to change direction, something I'm really proud of, or taking a week off was something I'm really like. A client wrote to me the other week. It's like, it's the first time in 8 years of running a business that she left her computer behind for a weekend. And that was a definition of success for her. And we knew who, in the group that she was sharing, like, it's like, what a big deal that was. And for someone else, like, yeah, turn your computer off, like, duh. But that was such a big thing. So I love that you said that lived experience. I love it. Using, acknowledging, recognizing that lived experience and how it's contributed to who you are today. And I'm sure 10 years ago, Laura probably wouldn't have even wanted to create a hip surfer, but maybe wouldn't have had the resources to create this.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where, you know, and I wonder if I hadn't had children, what entrepreneurial journey would I be on right now? It's quite interesting to look back on that. But I would say that one of the things that really helped me is I reached out to 3 or 4 previous colleagues to ask them to describe what it was like working with me. Like, what was the bits that they love the most? Because sometimes you don't know yourself. There's so many different aspects to you that if anyone here, if you are looking for, like, you know, what is it that you do best? What can you highlight? Like, if there's something you're really good at and that people love about you, why not focus that and channel that into your next role or that into your next consulting gig as well? So that really, really helped me now when I'm doing, like, I'm doing interviews and I'm doing some consulting, but also interviewing for some other consulting roles. And now I can really distill. There's people that do business growth. There's people that do, you know, business development, but there's specific elements of that now that can really help me stand out. And someone said to me, somehow you can take a whole load of, like, words that a client says, which is basically like an emotional spiel, and then package that up into like a really tight, a digestible example of a solution. So it's like taking their problem and turning it into a little soundbite solution to then move forward with. So I think now that's, I mean, actually, now that I've explained that to you, that wasn't very tight, but you know what I mean.
Right. And I just, there's so many things you said on this episode. I'm like, Laura, you haven't done my course, but you basically teach it. And funnily enough, you said before brand audit, I literally recorded an episode this morning about how to do a brand audit. And then you've just made me remember that I wanted testimonials and recommendations, and asking for other people's words should be your first step, not your last step, in terms of when you're putting your message out there. And it will be another episode that I'll do, and I'll probably like top and tail it. I'll be like, brand audit, Laura. Testimony.
Yes, that's a great example.
And then you've got your amazing personal brand, and, you know, but please also hire me. Thank you so much.
Get your brand audit now.
Get yours. Order now for get your snake knives. Okay, this, again, I really need your strategic brain, but thank you so much for sharing so openly and vulnerably, and even the thought that you put into coming on this episode. We had a little chat offline, and just Laura really wanted to make sure that we gave value and shared some messages. So again, I can see your marketing strategic mind at work there. But I really am, I often cry in my episodes, but I'm genuinely so proud and inspired by you, and very grateful to have you down the road as a business colleague as well. And thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. And honestly, just to highlight as well, I moved to the Gold Coast and had no friends about 2 years ago. And so meeting women that you can just feel like be friends, be supportive, champion, and encourage you on, like, high five through the laptop, sister. Yeah, it's the love has returned.
Quickly, how can we find you? What are the links? Where's the best place to see you, find you, buy your stuff?
Yes, amazing. So jump on over to Instagram first. I think it is really great to come and see and get a sense of the community. So that's @_hackerlily, HackerLily. And the website is hackerlily.com. But I would check the podcast notes because it's so hard to spell it right sometimes.
Love it. And you'll always see me tagging away and sharing things. Yeah. Fangirl Central. So thank you for sharing. And I just wish you every success.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thanks, Emma.
Thank you for joining me today for another episode of Live and Love Your Brand. I'm so grateful that you've shared your time by listening today. That means so much to me. And if you're loving what you're learning, I would be so appreciative if you'd leave a review, rate this podcast, and subscribe. It really shows me that you care, but it also helps other listeners to find us too. Again, please be sure to connect with me. I love hearing from you and getting to know your story. You can connect with me on Instagram @lovelycomms, Facebook, Lovely Communications, and please do join the gorgeous community, Live and Love Your Brand, our Facebook group. Or if you're ready to take action now and want to improve how you show up in the world with your brand, then head on over to lovelycommunications.com. Again, lovely is L-O-V-E-L-L-Y, communications.com, to learn how you can work with me. My clients have gone on to experience opportunities that they could never have dreamed of. From starting businesses to taking leadership in their own life, they have found the confidence to stand in who they are and to go wholeheartedly after what they truly want in life. And I want that for you too. If you're ready to invest in yourself and reconnect with who you are, then let's chat. Thank you again for listening. Now go into the world and share the beauty that is the uniqueness of you. Catch you next week, lovely.